Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
The Fantasy Hockey Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted same-game parlays to live in-game odds, WynnBET has what you need to win. Bet $100 and get $100 today at WynnBET.com or download the WynnBET app and start winning today. State restrictions apply. And we're also brought to you by the Sports Gambling Podcast Final Four Watch Party. That's April 1st at 7:30 p.m. The Sports Gambling Podcast will be at the Ice House in beautiful Los Angeles, California. So come hang out with the crew. All the info at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/icehouse. All right, and welcome into the Fantasy Hockey Podcast presented by the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. I'm your host, Justin Bruni. Joining me, as always, is my brother and co-host, Nick Olzak. How are we doing, sir?
Doing good. A little sunburnt. Just got back from Las Vegas. It's more windburn, if anything. Super dry, but working out there. Caught a tough loss in fantasy hockey last week. 636 to 603. I don't think it could get any larger of a score than that. But outside of that, we just started playoffs, and I am the third seed coming in, so I, in our six-team playoff format, I unfortunately don't get a bye. So I am one of four teams playing this week, and the team I'm playing is, a 12-10 team to my 15-7. Got a little bit of an advantage here, so hoping to walk away. I'm up 80-40 right now. Got a comfortable lead off of a good performance on Monday night. So hoping to get through this week and get through to the second round where I have to play the team that put up 636 points on me if I do get there. So a lot of scoring going on, a lot of action to cover, and looking forward to talking about some of these players that could help on the playoff run here.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we both have some uphill battles, you know, potentially if we want to make it to the finals in fantasy. I'm going to have to go through the one seed. You're going to have to go through the two seed. So we had some work to do, but you know, we were both talking before the show. Yeah, we work hard enough. Maybe we get to get a brother finals again. We'll see. We'll see what we can do. We've got some waiver wire ads to get into. We're going to jump into some, of course, low ownership rate players. We do, of course, also have some callbacks as well from some previous episodes. First up, we'll start with defenseman Huso Valamaki, who is also a callback to a previous episode. Valamaki's still hitting at a nice rate, 11 points in his last 10 games. What are your thoughts on him, Nick?
Yeah, after Chychrun and Kostisbehere moved, he's the guy on their back end. Like, they really don't have many other guys that are, like, decent. Patrick Nemeth is good. Well, a couple no-names here. But, yeah, Valamaki's really stepping up and being that guy that can almost run that defense back there. And that Arizona team, they're winning games. They're on a 4-game winning streak here with some wins coming up against some notable opponents, including Minnesota and Calgary, who are both fighting for playoff spots. In those games, Valamaki had some good contributions, hitting at a high rate. I know the Vancouver game didn't really hit that high, but he had a great game against Chicago the other night. So a lot to look at for this guy, and only 26% rostered. He's definitely someone that you got to snag up quick, because while his ownership rate is up 13% the last day, he's one of those guys. He's on the first power play. He's on the penalty kill, first D pair. He's playing everywhere. He's getting a lot of minutes playing, you know, 22, 24 minutes a night, which you love to see. So, definitely fire up some Huso Valamaki. And he's also on my fantasy team tonight. Got him plugged in against this matchup with the Winnipeg Jets, as well as the next guy we're going to segue into here.
Yeah, it's just going to be more Coyotes to start out. The Coyotes have been buzzing. They've won six out of their last seven, six out of their last 10. They did have a losing streak to start the month, three games from the first through the fifth of the month. One downside for Huso is his plus minus rating. He's only a +1 through his last 10 games, but that still is at a higher rate than his season long of minus four on the rating. The minutes are there. Definitely, you know, there's an increased role. You can tell just from the minutes, and then lots of blocks and shots on goal to kind of counterbalance, I feel like, the bad, you know, and the plus rating, right? I think those extra attributes, you know, kind of even him out. He's on the ice a lot, like we said, only 25% rostered. I think he's a good find right now. You know, if you're like me, like, you know, someone who has a Roman Josi who's out tonight and you need to, you know, throw somebody in your lineup that's, you know, hitting at a high rate on defense, he's definitely on my short list for sure. I do have a couple of other names that I really like, but he's been very consistent, very consistent. Another consistent callback is Barrett Hayton of the Arizona Coyotes. He was on our last show, and he has not disappointed since then. In his last, three games, he has 4 points. Last 11 games, he has 13 points, 6 goals, and 7 assists across that stretch. Can't imagine you have any argument. You have him on your roster right now, Nick.
Yeah, I actually dropped Bo Horvat for him, who was having a good season. But just come playoff time, you got to get those guys that are going to produce. And Hayden's doing just that, playing that first line center role right now with Clayton Keller and Nick Schmaltz, which I really like him playing alongside those two, as well as the first power play with Boyd and Clayton Keller. So a lot to like there for him, and the production's just been there. And it also, I think, has to do with Arizona being at home, and they've had a lot of home games down this stretch here within the month of March, and he is clicking at a high rate in all of them. And this Coyotes team, I don't know what it is, just playing in that small barn, they know how to run them up against some of these really good teams, like we've seen over the last few games here. Like I mentioned, Calgary, Minnesota, they've had wins against teams that are really pushing for the playoffs. Coming in Arizona, never an easy barn. And Barrett Hayton in this barn is playing some solid hockey. Got some tough games coming up on this little road trip with Winnipeg, Edmonton, Colorado. But I think Hayden's consistency will continue, as he is like the guy on offense for Arizona, and Valimak is the guy on defense. So a couple really good pickups here on both for both guys.
Yeah, love Hayton. Also on the road, just to note, his last two road games, he has at least 1 goal and 1 assist. So he's been good at home, on the road. Like I said, just super consistent, 13 points in his last 11 games. Shots on goal are there. And the team is just scoring a lot too. I think it's you know, it's just a good situation right now to buy into in fantasy. These Coyote options are available at a high rate. We're moving over to Travis Boyd, who has 9 points in his last 11 games, 6 goals and 3 assists. He's playing on that top line with Hayton and Keller. What are your thoughts on him? I mean, he's not hitting at the same rate as far as like points per game, but you know, in a deeper league, I could definitely see this be a call to action.
Yeah, I think in a deeper league it could, because playing with those guys, well, his production may not be hitting as high. His plus minus will show for sure. And yeah, you'll get that special teams time too. And so, yeah, I definitely think this will be a real good call to action.
He has points in 4 straight games as well, just something to note. He has an assist in his last game on the 18th against Chicago, which they won again at home. Goals in the previous 2 games, and then a back end with an assist on the 12th up against Minnesota. So he's trending. I mean, in the last 11 games total, you know, the offense is a little bit more sporadic, but it's definitely more front-loaded from these recent 4 games. What do we think about the goalie situation right now? They have Prosvetov, who's played well. He's got 2 straight wins, actually 3 straight wins, excuse me. The team has 2 wins straight off of him, but he's won his last 3 starts. And in those starts, this is Ivan Prosvetov, by the way. I think I just said Prosvetov. People don't know who that is. I think he's only got 3 starts and 3 wins so far. In those games, he's allowed 2 goals or less. In 2 out of 3 of those games, he made 30-plus saves. Actually, he just barely missed it on the March 16th game. He had 29 saves that game, so he just barely missed the 30 mark here. I mean, there's just a lot to like with these Coyotes, because you know that other teams are going to score on them. Their offense right now is trending. I mean, is Prosvetov maybe getting a little bit too greedy, maybe going a little bit too deep down the Arizona Coyote rabbit hole?
It's hard to say, really, with this Arizona Coyotes team, because while Prosvetov's been really good, the Coyotes at the same time want to tank too. And it is funny.
They're not doing a good job. They're not doing a good job winning.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, they're such a good home team. Like, if they played all their games on the road, like they played the beginning of the year, they would be playing all the games on the road this year, and they'd be a whole different team. But if they played this whole season at home, they'd be, you know, playoff team. But Prosvetov, I think he's kind of putting the feather in his cap right now with these wins. He's really stringing together. I'm not sure who's starting tonight, but you've got a back-to-back with Winnipeg and then at Edmonton. So I expect Prosvetov to get one of those games. I would I think he'd be more likely to play in the Winnipeg game, and then you give Vemelka the Edmonton game. But yeah, he's been very solid since entering the lineup, and yeah, I think as long as he's you know, still in the lineup and they're not playing Ingram, because I know Ingram's like the third man, the odd man out. I think if he's still in that backup role, he's definitely a good streaming option to get in to get starts in. But also, just got to note with him that if you're going to get the starts, you're going to have more luck if you're getting home ice starts than road starts.
Right, absolutely. All right, let's break into a quick break for the sponsor. And when we get back, I do want to ask you about some other goalies that are available, including a Mr. Joel Hofer filling in for Mr. Jordan Binnington. All right, be right back. WynnBET is the official online sportsbook of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. WynnBET is now active in Massachusetts and a ton of other states. Be on the lookout for the WynnBET Win Hour each Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. During the WynnBET Win Hour, marquee games of the week will have better odds on WynnBET, giving you a larger payout opportunity. March Madness is here, and there are so many ways to bet on the big dance. Sign up today and receive a special offer. Bet 100, get 100. That's limited to state availability. And of course, for our DGens only, if you hit the biggest long shot parlay of the week, you get a $1,000 free credit. There's so much to choose from, and all you have to do is head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/winbet so they know that we sent you. That's winbet.com. Download the app today. Offer subject to change, terms and conditions at winbet.com. Must be 21 or older and present in the state where playthrough WynnBET is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, please call 1-800-522-4700.
We're also brought to you by the SGP Final Four. The SGP guys are going to be hosting the Final Four watch party at the historic Ice House in Pasadena, California, Saturday, April 1st at 7:30 p.m. Get all the details at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/icehouse. We're also brought to you by SGP Masters. Looking to hang out with Sean and Ryan at Stadium Swim and watch the biggest golf tournament in the world? You can win a stay, three-night stay at Circa Las Vegas to hang with the guys. The contest is completely free to enter. Just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/golf party. And if you don't win the contest, you can still get a discount on a room using promo code SGP15.
Good stuff. And we're back. We do need to get a confirmation on the location of this ice house in California. Is it Pasadena or is it Los Angeles, guys? I mean, let's get these ad reads lined up. I don't know what's going on there. Maybe they're the same thing. Copying from Google. You never know what you're going to get there. Mm-hmm. All right, we're back. And I wanted to ask you about some of the goalies, because Prosvetov, honestly, you know, he's kind of one of the, you know, hotter ads right now, you know, if you're just going off of like the market. So I wanted to ask you, in comparison to him, as far as some other guys that are kind of readily available that are trending, what about Joel Hofer of the Blues? Would you rather have him or Prosvetov? Hofer also coming in with his first two starts, has two wins, including one shutout, and back-to-back games of 30-plus saves.
Well, I love Joel because he is the guy while Binnington's out of the lineup, because if you don't see what Binnington did, he's kind of a demented bat for that, really. Just went straight at Ryan. Yeah, well, did you see the whole clip and everything?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Hartman didn't even mean to hit him. Hartman was just kind of skating by, and he had his pad out, and yeah, there was nothing he could really even do to avoid that. And yeah, Binnington comes in full steam ahead. It's like that one guy I told you about that you used to play with in high school who got his teeth punched out with a blocker. Yeah, Binnington was on that run there, and he was looking for chompers. He was looking to get some guys spitting some chiclets, and he definitely, which is bummed he didn't even get to scrap with Fleury either. Like, I would have loved.
I was loving the mic'd up version of that with Fleury. He's like, come on, it'll be good. Come on, it'll be good. Let's go, let him go.
Zebras wouldn't let him go. I was disappointed. And Zebra was manhandling Binnington too. He got him off, and he's just dragging him around. And I'm like, good night. This guy,
yeah, that whole situation's a joke, and it was great because we preluded it last week with our waiver wire show. So that was absolutely awesome. You know, just give that kind of final, like, you know, kicking the Jordan dick. So, yeah, I like Hofer. I think the opportunity is solid. They've won their past couple of games, the St. Louis Blues, 3-0 and 5-2. I like them tonight as well up against Detroit. Actually, this schedule is very appetizing. Detroit, Anaheim, Los Angeles, Vancouver. That's four very winnable games right there. Maybe LA a little bit more challenging, but, you know, don't count them out if they got a better goaltender back there. You know, someone that isn't complete Swiss cheese. Right. What about Charlie Lindgren? He hasn't been performing well these past couple starts, but he is getting the start tonight. He's getting added at a high rate. Prosvetov, Lindgren, or Hofer, who would you rather have?
Prosvetov, Lindgren, or Hofer? I would probably go Lindgren right now. I know Darcy Kemper is out at the moment, and I'm not sure how long he's out. He's on my fantasy team. But Charlie Lindgren seems like a good start at home against the Jackets. Definitely like that all day. No question. Washington's this better team.
Do you prefer any one of those options more so over the other, like for the rest of the playoffs, these next 3 weeks specifically?
These next 3 weeks, because again, I'm not sure how long Kemper's out for. So I would definitely want to hold on to Lindgren until I know for sure about his injury. And, you know, he could very well have something else happen. But Lindgren for a while there in the season was getting a lot of starts, even while Kemper was healthy. And so I could very well see that happen again, especially Washington not being in a position to, you know, make a push for the playoffs. They're kind of falling out of the race right now. They could very well just say, all right, Darcy, take a seat and, you know, just try and get these other guys in the lineup, try and call some guys up, move some things around. And so I definitely like Lindgren in that situation. And with Hofer, it's really hard to tell. I would honestly put Prosvetov over him. Because I think when Binnington does come back in the lineup, Hofer is going to get the boot. Kind of like what we saw last year with St. Louis, Charlie Lindgren came in and tore it up. And he was on a kind of a heater while he was up. And then they just sent him back down and then he got moved. And I think you're kind of running in the same situation with Joel Hofer, just the odd man out because you already have Binnington and Greiss. So, yeah, I think I'd go Lindgren, Prosvetov, and then Hofer if I was to rank the three.
Right on. Okay. I don't really have it that different because Lindgren, I think you just trust more based off of the name brand and his experience. And like you had mentioned, you know, he could get more starts down the stretch, you know, with Kemper potentially out. So yeah, I'll go Lindgren, probably Prosvetov and Hofer just because I still have an inclination against the St. Louis Blues. That's just a personal thing. All right. Next up, we have a defenseman, Jake Sanderson of the Ottawa Senators. He's been looking really good. He has 7 assists in his last 9 starts. What are your thoughts on him? He's getting solid minutes. Consistent blocks are there. What are your thoughts on him?
Yeah, I'm definitely a fan of Jake Sanderson right now. The numbers in terms of ice time is there for sure. You know, looking at 21, 24 minutes of night on the ice, which Ottawa, they're going to be good in, you know, the coming year. So even if you have him in like one of those longer term leagues, I think he'll be a good fit. Surprised he's not playing with Jacob Chychrun. That is real interesting to me. But they are on the second power play unit together. But when this defense is healthy, they can be really good. But it's really weird to me looking at this. They have Shabbat, Chychrun, and Sanderson all on separate pairings. And it's like almost
the wealth.
Yeah, it's almost like reverse order. Like I would have Shabbat on 1, Chychrun on 2, and then Sanderson on 3. But they've got Shabbat on 3, Chychrun on 2, and Sanderson on 1. So they're kind of, it's almost looking like they're checking out, wanting to get a guy like Sanderson a little bit more ice time. But yeah, I like the move for sure. And yeah, Ottawa hasn't been doing the greatest lately, but Sanderson's been contributing. So yeah, I could get down with him for the moment.
Yeah, I think there's a lot to like. He's not solid on the plus minus. Mm-hmm. He's actually a -8 through his last 9 games and -5 on the season. But in 8 of his last 11 games, he has at least 2 block shots or more. And in a good handful of those games, he has at least, well, I guess a shot on net. Only 3 out of his last 9, he has 3 shots on goal or more. So I think he balances the blocks out with the plus minus. And he's hitting at a good rate right now. Like, you know, he's getting good touches on the puck, playing a lot of minutes. I don't hate it, but I don't love it. You know, I certainly like the Husso pickup a little bit more. I'd say he's on the list. He's not at the top of the list. Someone who else I would actually have ahead of him is this next guy in Damon Severson for the New Jersey Devils. He has points in 8 of his last 11 games. So not just blocks, but actual points, right? So 2 goals, 7 assists, and is a plus 5 in his last 11 games. The shots on goal are there. That's pretty much what he's known for. And he's adding a little bit more in on the blocks, actually. In his last couple of games, I know he's had games with 2+. That's not necessarily normal, but he's hitting those at a little bit of higher rate as well. Who would you rather have, Damon Severson or Anderson?
Oh, Damon Severson, for sure. This Devils defense just clicks at a way higher rate. And I'd be honest, all these guys are such beauties. Like, you've got Siegenthaler, who produces a lot in the fantasy, and Dougie Hamilton, Graves, who can produce in a lot of hit categories. Now Severson, you've got guys on that defense who really get it done, Severson being one of them. He's on the second power play unit with Dawson Mercer. I really like that pair. Dawson Mercer's been getting a lot done lately. And Severson, been playing very well. He's got points in 4 straight, sorry. And, yeah, been looking really solid. Only 21% rostered. And he is on the third D pair. But right now he is getting, you know, around 20 minutes a night on a good night, you know, averaging out around 17, 18 minutes a night. So I could definitely get down with it for sure, especially playing on a Devils team that clicks at such a high rate.
Yeah, I like him a lot more. I would probably have him right behind Huso Valimaki. I think he would be my second guy if Huso wasn't available. Huso's just getting more assists consistently. Severson's getting those bits, and he's been consistent. But I like the playing time also a little bit more for Huso. A lot more consistent. You see Severson going anywhere from like 17 to 22, and there doesn't really seem to be any consistency with his role.
Right.
All right, next up we have is Mr. Cale Yonkorc. Nick, I'll let you take the lead on him. I know that you just picked him up recently.
Yeah, I had him for a couple games. I kind of run a stack with Toronto a little bit. I've had Matthews and Nylander, but that doesn't work out anymore because apparently Nylander's on the third line. I don't know what they're thinking over there, but yeah, Nylander's on the third line. Yarncroke's getting bumped up to play with Matthews and Kerfoot. And since getting that bump, he's been pretty solid here. 2 goals in the last game, couple assists before that, on a little 4-game point streak. Not too bad for the guy. And only 11% rostered and plus 7 the last day. And I think even like Kerfoot too, I'm not sure what kind of rate he's hitting at. But you get any one of those guys that's playing alongside like an Austin Matthews or a Mitch Marner, John Tavares, guys like that. I know Michael Bunting, he plays with those guys. He's readily available in a lot of leagues. But, yeah, he's definitely feeding off of Austin Matthews' production for sure. And, yeah, these last couple games, the team's put up 5 goals, and he's contributed to 2 of those goals in the game. So love to see that. A lot to like with Kaylee here. And, yeah, 11% roster, definitely must grab. And also, he's got center, left wing, right wing designation, which is gotta love it in fantasy hockey.
I knew you weren't going to miss that. I was waiting for it. I was waiting for it. You waited till the end, but I knew you were going to bring it home. 5 goals, 3 assists in his last 8 games. So that's 8 points in his last 8, and he's a plus 5 in that stretch. The minutes are going up. So that role playing alongside Matthews, obviously going to be very, very fruitful. Definitely worth a pickup in pretty much every format. 11% rostered, I think, is that's still going to go up. Plus 7%, in the last day. I think another couple of days go by, we see that up to in the 20s or 30% range. All right, next up we have a defenseman, another familiar callback, Michael Matheson. He has 4 points in 4 games. Not a sexy pickup, but again, if you're dealing with the injury bug, if you're scrambling for points in a tight race in the playoffs, is he worth it?
Right now, I mean, I think it just is very circumstantial at this point. I think Matheson does have a lot going for him, but this Montreal team has been bad.
Watch them win tonight. I'm betting against them tonight. Watch them win.
Yeah, imagine. They would. That sounds like something that might happen to you. You know. I know how your parlays get, where, you know, there's always these upsets, and they've been happening all year. But, Michael Matheson just – Not the sexiest pickup, like you said, but he's there as an option. And I think in a deeper league, he's good. But for me personally, I would pass on him. I think there's a lot of better options, like we mentioned, Severson and many other guys throughout the free agency and Yahoo. And so for right now, I would just pass on him because I think there's better guys that are more suitable for your fantasy team.
Yeah, I tend to agree. He's still a minus four his last two games, but man, is he playing a lot of minutes. He played 30 plus minutes on March 9th. That's crazy. Has a great role there, gets shots on net, blocks shots, but I just don't know if it's enough. I mean, you have to be in a very deep league and be also very desperate for a defenseman. He's clicking on offense, like 4 points, four games for a defenseman. I don't think that's anything to sniff at, but at the same time, he comes with more probable risk than he does positives.
Right.
All right, next up, we have another trending player last couple of games, Mr. Owen Tippett. He's actually been pretty decent this season, I'll say. He gets a lot of shots on net, but you know the scoring is never really there consistently. But he's got 5 points in his last two games, three goals, two assists. What are your thoughts here?
Yeah, I think he could look into his numbers. He could be a good option, but for me, I think there's other guys that have more consistency out there in terms of their production throughout the year. Tippett playing on line one with Noah Cates and Joel Farabee. I honestly like almost like Callie Yarncroke is a better option compared to Tippett, just compared to his line mates. And then playing with Tyler Forrester and Noah Cates on the first power play. But yeah, I think there's better options for sure. And I think this lineup could change. You know, he could move around. Like they've got JVR on the fourth line right now. Sure. Things can change over there. Well, John Tortorella.
Did you say he's on the third line?
Tippett's on the first line, but I'm saying James Van Riemsdyk's on the fourth line right now.
Gotcha.
And so I'm thinking pieces could move around this lineup. John Tortorella, real moody guy. He loves moving his guys around. I know he scratched Kevin Hayes for a while.
That's a good word. That's a good word for it, moody.
Yeah.
It's a fucking psychopath.
Yeah, but I remember, I think he scratched Kevin Hayes because he probably looked at him funny or something.
Yeah, it's for fun. Like, oh, this will be fun. Like, oh, I'll make a really good point, boy, with this roster adjustment. Good job.
Dude, so, yeah, just not a lot going with the Flyers for me. So, personally, if Yarncroke were available over this guy, I would take him for sure.
Yeah, I tend to agree. I mean, again, it's a good trendy pickup. You know, if you're looking to do it for, like, one and done type of situation, I don't hate it, especially if you want to get on the trend early. Again, you know, maybe he goes on a couple of more games where he plays very well and then he falls off again. That's where I'm recommending to pick him up, but it's not an overwhelming bit of conviction from me, I'll say. All right, let's hit a quick word from the sponsor and we'll be right back to close down the waiver wire conversation. We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy is heating up for March Madness. College Pick'em is a great way to get in on the action, especially if your bracket is busted after day one. Plus, Underdog Fantasy has your favorite college basketball player props. Head over to UnderdogFantasy.com and use promo code SGPN for a 100% deposit bonus up to $100. That's UnderdogFantasy.com, promo code SGPN.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
And also be sure to follow us on Spotify. Give the episode a download and a positive review. Okay, and we're back to the waiver wire conversation. Big fan, big callback to the show, Mr. Brady Shea. Goals in three straight games. It's just that simple. Goals in three straight games. He's a defenseman. He's 36% rostered. Dude's a plus 12 on the season. Like these numbers, 15 and 17, 15 goals, 17 assists. I feel like he should be owned at a much higher rate than 36%. But we got to bring him back. I mean, no one's owning him. No one's picking him up. I don't get it.
Yeah, we got to spread the word about Brady Shea here because clearly nobody's listening, playing on the second deep pair with Brett Pesce and not getting any power play time, but still producing at a high rate right now. And he's getting good, decent ice time, you know, around 18, 22 minutes a night. Love to see that. And yeah, goals in three straight games as a D-man, good night. You got to get on that. And yeah, nothing else I really got. Buddy's a unit.
Was it 5 points? 5 points in his last four games. Sorry, last three games. 5 points in his last three games. He's got a couple of assists on that stretch as well. gets the puck on net, doesn't do too much, you know, blocking of the shot, but definitely, you know, throws the puck up front, makes some things happen. A lot to like here, just a lot to like. And he even scored in a game where they lost 5-2. So, you know, that he's always consistently looking to throw the puck to the net. Got to like that pickup. And guys, just get on it. Like, I don't understand. Like, I don't know who you could be prioritizing over this guy. I know there's definitely games where he goes on little spells, but he always comes back. He always comes back. All right, next up, definitely a higher ownership rate, but it's a 50-50 call. It's Riley Smith. He's 50% rostered, and that is plus 3% in the last day. We've talked about Eichel. We've talked about Marcia Show. I believe Smith is playing on the top line with them. Buddy's got 11 points in his last 10 games, 4 goals, 7 assists. I feel like he should probably be closer to the 70 or 80% range at this point, but you know, he's not as low as the typical criteria for our show. But if you're in the playoffs and Riley Smith is a coin flip and he's available, I think you got to do it.
Yeah, I think you got to do it too. Well, his plus minus isn't there. He does manage to produce at a high rate. We see a lot of goals, a lot of mostly assists here. And 50% roster seems a little high for him. But I personally ran him on my fantasy team for a little bit. He was pretty solid for me, playing on the second line with William Karlsson and Pavel Dorofeev. Yeah, I guess we'll butcher that. And on the second power play unit with Pavel and William Karlsson. So a lot to like there. Gets the points. He got points in, what is this, 9 straight. Yeah. Left wing, right wing designation. Love to see it. So, yeah, definitely fire up some Riley Smith. Think that plus minus could get a little bit better. But, definitely a lot to like here.
Love the pickup. As long as he's there, go ahead and grab him. Next up we have is Mr. Jacob Vrana. He has 5 goals and 1 assist in his last 7 games. I think he recently made his premiere this year, just closing down the season, because he only has 6 goals and 2 assists on the year. Still under the radar, 30% rostered. Blues have scored some goals in the past couple of games. Even in their recent losses, they totaled 8 goals in 2 games. 2 games before that, they bookend with wins with 9 goals in 2 games. Feel like he has been a part of that. He's given them that little bit of boost. And he's not just like, you know, getting fantasy points consistently. He is consistently putting the puck in the back of the net. Like I said, 5 goals in his last 7. Any arguments here?
No arguments really for Jacob Vrana. This Blues team, they've made some interesting moves lately. I know they brought in Kapanen and now they've brought in Vrana. And these guys are kind of getting a renewed role. Because I know they threw Vrana in Detroit just down in the AHL. And now he's on a really good spot here with Robert Thomas and Jordan Kyrou. So being able to get a lot done here, he's on the second power play with Semyon Blais and Braden Schenn as well. And yeah, he's been clicking at a high rate. I can't really argue with it. The Blues have been doing better despite, you know, this Jordan Binnington little shenanigan they always have going. But I could definitely get down with some Jacob Vrana as the postseason gets closer.
Yeah, the minutes aren't there. It feels like they're still kind of bringing him back in. You know, they're not overloading him with ice time just yet. But, man, if he gets an extra 4 to 3 minutes a game, I mean, his value is going to skyrocket. Now, is that going to happen between now and the end of the season? I don't know. But I feel like it could. You know, between now and the next 2 weeks, I feel like he could at least get bumped up another 2 to 3 minutes a game. So definitely someone to have on your short list for a pickup if you're in need of goals, you know, in category leagues or just overall scoring. Next up, very low ownership, Marcus Johansson of the Minnesota Wild. He's been performing very well. 8 points in his last 8 games and is a plus 4 in that stretch, 2 goals and 6 assists. And he has points in 4 out of his last 5 games. And he has multi-point games in 3 out of his last 5. He's been looking very good, very strong with the Wild. The Wild have also just been very good in general. They've only lost 3 out of their last 10. What are your thoughts on Mr. Johansson?
Yeah, he's very underrated at only 3% rostered. Yeah, plus 1 in the last day. Playing on the second line with Matt Boldy, who's been on a little bit of a tear, as well as Joel Eriksson Ek. And he is on the second power play unit with Frederick Goudreau and Oscar Sundquist. So it's definitely a lot to get down with here. And yeah, the production's there. Points in, was this 4 of his last 5 games. And as a guy at 3% rostered, definitely someone to get on. Reminds me a little bit, because what was it, last year, 2 years ago, I picked up Troy Terry right when he went on his, before he went on his little point streak at 2% rostered. You never know. Buddy could go on a heater playing on the second line. But, yeah, definitely it's a solid matchups too. You got New Jersey on the road, hit the road to Philly, and then Chicago at home, Seattle at home. So a lot of matchups I like his position in the lineup, like the ownership rate, definitely a home run here.
Yeah, absolute gold, you know, deep find at the bottom of the barrel for sure at 3% rostered. Buddy's just trending, so go and scoop him up until he, you know, takes that nosedive. Last guy up here, another, you know, good player, bad team. You know, decent situation for fantasy, I'll say. Josh Anderson. He has points in four out of his last five games. What is it? Four goals, five assists in his last 11. Any love here?
Again, it's hard to show guys to or love to these guys on the Canadiens. They struggle as a whole, and I think his production could be really inconsistent. It's really hard to say with the production of the Montreal Canadiens and just the guys around them. But being a little devil's advocate here, you got him on the second line with Drouin and Gurianov, and you've got him on the first power play with Kirby Dach and Raphael Harvey-Pinard. But really, how good is that first power play going to be against a lot of these teams they've got coming up? I know they've got Tampa Bay, Boston, a Columbus team, which they could probably beat. It's kind of a battle.
I like how you're just like a there. Columbus team. They're sort of there.
they're sort of a team. and then a Buffalo team, and then the Flyers again, or Flyers, yeah. And so some teams that could give them a hard time that could take away from Anderson's production. Playing on that Montreal team, I think I'll pass on him for now. Definitely better options out there.
Yeah, I don't like the schedule for the next couple games, but from the 25th and on, I really don't hate it. Columbus, Buffalo, Philly. But yeah, I think you're right. Just a little bit too inconsistent still. And it feels like you're kind of waiting for, you know, the trend to kind of, you know, halt, if you will. Fantasy points are there, 5.9, 3.7, 12.7, and 13.7 his last four games. Not good, but not great. Again, if you're desperate, if you're at the bottom of the barrel, if there's nobody left, go ahead, throw Josh Anderson in there. But definitely not a high rate of conviction. Probably closer to a drop candidate than he is an ad candidate. But again, the rate's still there. The trend's still there. All right, anything to close down the show with before we head out, sir?
Yeah, check me out on Twitter, Face Off with OZ. Talk about hockey content, you know, on the ice, off the ice with fantasy hockey, NHL, all of that over there, Face Off with OZ.
You can follow me on Twitter at SGPNJB. Take care, be well, and best of luck in fantasy hockey. We'll see you later.